You're there, Simon Chavches, Siftes, Hilchos Kitzvah Yadam. Shachat Meir Chayes. He shechted 100 Chayes, a Meir Eifes, or Meir, or 100, or 100,000. It doesn't make a difference. But Shashach Chayev Ov, Malkum Echad, Kisui Echad Lekulam. You just do one Kisui, that's why in the factories, they do one big kisui after all, at the end of the day, all the chickens, and that's fine. if he spoke between the brachos, whatever, but maybe he did one kisui and a second kisui, but he doesn't have to, he just has to do one kisui. Yod ha-sheichit v'nivla ha-dam b'karka, someone who shechted an adam absorbed into the karka, even though he didn't put offer at the bottom, but since there was taka offer, you shechted it into offer, and now you could still see the blood stain, so therefore, chayav lichsois, you're chayav to do kisui. I'm not sure if it's with the bracha or not, I didn't see anyone. As long as the blood's there, the blood stain's there, we should do kisui adam. Kisala ruas, why there's a din by yomtiv, if you don't have it prepared, then you after yomtiv, then if it's still a blood stain, you cover it. You have alav kisui aruach, poter min lichseis. If the wind blew over, or you had a chance, when blew dust over it, then you paltry, you lost the mitzvah. You chalzer in his gala, however, and then if the wind then blew it off, chayav lichzeis. Then because the thing with dam is that even though dam has to be mechusa, it has to be covered, or you could say that if it's covered, then there's no din kisui. The kisui does nothing. If it's already mechusa. Not that the mitzvah should be mechusa necessarily, but if it's mechusa, you're pelter, because what are you covering dirt? You're not covering the actual dam. In chazav in nizgala, however, if it blew off, now it's open again, since you didn't do a ma'isa kisui, the mitzvah is still chayav kayim. Aval im hu atzma kiso, if he himself did kisui in nizgala, then the wind blew it off, eino chayav, he's not chayav l'chseisu pamacheres, because there's no mitzvah for the dam to be chusif forever. You did a kisui. You can't do a kisui on top of dirt. But once you did a proper kisui and the dam is uncovered, then it doesn't make a difference. Yud beis dam shenafal l'soch hamayim. Let's say there is water. And the dam flowed out into the water. The soch hamayim, and also the other svara that the achronim bring is important for the next few sifrim. Also, is that ein dichui b'mitzvah. So even though the wind blew the dirt over it, you don't say okay. Once it was covered, you lost the mitzvah. No such thing as dichui be mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is still there. If you can get the mitzvah back, then you can go ahead and you can do it. Dam shenafel l'soch ha'mayim, dam fell into water, or mayim shenafel l'soch ha'dam, or a bunch of water fell into the dam, in yesh b'mar ha'dam, chayev lichzois in lav potter. And as general din by liquids, that if liquid, the way of mevato liquids is to dilute them. You have it by wine, you have it by mikvos, that if wine or let's say detergent, I don't know, I'm not sure about that, is a din of shuni mare, if it changes the color, there's a certain discussion about how much has to be with dam. Also, the idea of dilution, and therefore, if it falls into water, if it's still a maradam, if it's a small enough amount of water that it still looks like dam, then you're chayav lichzos. Because And we don't say, and also we don't say kama kama bottle, like we say by, let's say by other, often by other liquid isurim, or by anything, a bittul of kama kama bottle, that when your first drop goes into the water, it's bottle. We say that, we don't say that over here. We don't say dichui etzel mitzvahs. We don't say, well, once it, you know, once it, because we don't say, well, kama kama bottle, and therefore, too bad, or we don't say that by mitzvahs, only by isurim. Let's say got mixed into wine, or bedam behema, or into dam behema. The way you figure out the bittul is that if you look, you have to look at the amount of you have to experiment with the amount of yain, or you look at the yain and da, or the dam behema, as if it's water. V'idu nisayir v'mayin kishir hazeh, chayv l'mariz dam, chayv l'chzoy. So you don't have to do some sort of experiment or whatever to figure out the exact shear. I don't know if it would be a nice thing to do, you know, put in a safer shiurim of how much dam or whatever, but al chupanim, and therefore if it's that shear, then it is... then we say your chayv lichsa, less than that share is chayv lichsa. If someone still has a share of maris adam, then chayv lichsa is. Shachat oif o chayav, the shachat alav behema. If you shechted, a chicken and oif o chayav, the shachat alav behema, then you shechted a cow or sheep on top of, next to it, and the blood flowed over on top. Pater lichsa, it's like we have by the case of the ruach, of the kisui ruach. Your pater lichsa is because even though it's dam, we say the dam behema is lamala. Unless, I don't know, if you mixed it up, maybe then you go back to the last sif. But you're talking about the case where you didn't mix it up; it's just on top. So therefore, what are you covering? You're covering dam behema. Avo im shachah behema v'shachah dala achaya. But if you shachah the behema and then afterwards the chaya of. Chayev lichsois, then your chayev to cover it. There are those who say that some achronim say that, but I think it's the Bach that oaf, since it's so small, it's bottle miuto. But the other achronim are cholik on that because the ma'aseh, the dam, it's not talking about tarev, it's the dam oaf is on top, and therefore you would be you are chayev to go ahead and to mechase hagah shachat oif o chaya. If you shechted an oif or chayev achakach shachat oif acheres, and then you shechted another one and it's nabla biyado, and that came out, you messed up in the shechita, whatever it is. Let's say you found it was a treifa. Im yodeya shedama achron kisa dama rishoin potter. That if the dama achron is bechasa, again, it's potter melichsois, there's nothing you could do. Aval mistama chayv lichsois, but if you don't know which if that's specifically covering it, then you are chayv. You have to cover it. Right. This is answering up a certain sugya or whatever. fine. But what does it mean? How do you know the difference? Okay. I don't know. I guess the point is that if you can't tell. If you know that it's cut on top of the top of the dam, but if let's say you walked away or you didn't care, and I guess after a certain point it mixes in, so then mistama it's not sitting on top. if the only dam that there is on the knife, im ein sham dam elohu chayv lichsois. So what do you do is you scrape the dam, you put offer in the bottom, you scrape the off the knife, and that's, even though it's not dam hanefesh specifically, but that's what there is. If there is other blood, then you don't have to cover. You don't have to cover. It's not like by a mace where you have to bury every single thing. This is by dam. You just have to cover some of the dam. Therefore, you don't have to wait till all the blood drains out of the 500-pound cow. You don't have to wait for all the blood to drain out. You only have some dam on the on the afer tichoach, and already you have to go ahead and put enough afer tichoach to catch all the dam of a cow. Of a bison. I don't know, whatever. Or the chaya, so you don't need to sit and have enough, you just need to have a little bit, and it's fine. Hagal miu yamtin ad shemaske lered tipin, chasid mixas dam nefesh, but you should wait until there's a bit of dam like dripping out of the makom shechita, so you can have a bit of dam nefesh. They need to have dan nefesh. Shitas Rashi. He'll need dan nefesh. We don't paskin like that, but akompanim, you should have a little bit of dan nefesh, and therefore you should wait.
The dan nefesh, the first blood that comes out.
No, because it could be it's from the dan nefesh is what I think it is what comes out from the inside. It could be cutting the veins and stuff. That's not specifically dan nefesh. That's just on the surface. Dan nefesh, I think, is when it pumps out. That's the way I understood it. A sheichet lechayla b'Shabbos lo yichse. If someone had to shech to pikuch nefesh, a chayla b'Shabbos shouldn't cover it. A feeling yeshul deker knows, even if he has offered tichuach and deker knows like bayantav its mutter ubelayla imi shumoniker yachasenu at night. If you still see the blood stain, then you should cover it. If you have not offer, because offer would be binyan, but if you have efer muchan, if you have ash, muchan lichsos bo tzoa, if you had it ready to cover up tzoa, yesh lichsos bo dam, afilu b'Shabbos, and you can cover the dam even on Shabbos, because it's muchan already, it's not muksa, and it's efer, so it's not considered, it's not a problem of boine. So therefore, it'll be mutter.
But it's not
buffer,
so how do you
kind
of
limit?
Oh,
well, you could use Afer.
How can you use
Afer? You're allowed to use Afer. Okay, let's get there. Hashaychet, Yudzayin, Hashaychet, Yisnavla biyado, someone who shechted and became a nevela, or Shashachim, it's a strefa, Potter lichsois, or you shechted a trefa. You found out, whatever, then it says trefa, potter melichzois, then you potter from doing kisui. Hecher shot of a katan sheshachtu, in a chem roim oisam, chezkas shchitasa mekulkeles, uptura mekisui, or let's say the guy is not experienced, he's trying it out for the, he's learning shchita, then, someone watches him, but lemais, if he did it, go ahead and did it by himself, so Pashtus says that it'll also be ptura from chori ptura from kisui also because it's probably in the vela or kapani do it without a bracha. But especially it's the first. I mean, here it says the reason why chesed the katan is roiv masehem mikul kolam. There's a roiv over here, so it's a strong roiv. So therefore, make a bracha the first time someone shechs. I don't know, I guess it depends. But al kapani, I would say that it's at least a suffix. Yuches ha-sheichet afal pi she'en ha-tzarech elo ledam chayv lichsoitz. It's someone who shechs, but he needs the blood for whatever reason he needs the blood for, some medicine, whatever it is. He's chayv lichsoitz, because if you shechted, chayv lichsoitz, ketzad yaseh, noyecher, o ma'akher kadeh she yipater mekisui. You go ahead and you shoot it in the head or whatever they're going to do. They shoot they dart it. I don't know whatever they're going to do. You stab it. Whatever other ways of killing the animals, you can do that. and therefore you can just get the dam, and that's paltar from kisui. Kisui or dam is only through shechita. You test tzarich livdok hasimanim. You have to check the simanim. Hasakin kodem akisui. You have to check the simanim, like we said, had an earlier simin that you have to check before the shachut, and you have to check the zupkim and the sakin before kisui kedishal yavli de bracha levatala. Because if it was in snabla, if there's a problem in the sakin, or even though that's it could be it's a suffix, it happened, all these different things, but akopanim, you have to check and see, or again check the simanim, so you come to a bracha levatala because there's no din kisui. The Taz says, well, even though the sakin pogam is you have to be chasid be suffix because it's only a suffix nevela, but akopanim we shouldn't make a bracha on that because it's still a suffix, and therefore it's a suffix bracha levatala. Hashaychei chaya lo yichase ad sheyivdok hareya. Some of Shech's chaya should not do kisui until he checks the reyas. In nimtzei suffix treifa bechasa lo bracha. And if you find a sfeikus, so then. And again, only the reyes, because the reyes is that's where it's. We'll see. Checking the reyes is miyuda matsui. Problems in the reyes, I guess, even by chayas, there's a miyuda matsui. Check sichos and holes and things. Sichos, we'll see, whatever. In nintzei suffik treifa bechasa bo bracha v'hu adin the whole pisul shumachma suffik again hahid chashin and shema ba'or nifkama, or let's say yechayishish ben anay shema ba'or nifkama v'chein kol chayotze b'ze. Any other suffix shchita, even if we would say okay suffix shchita, we would say okay this animal's trait for not eating this animal, still you have to go ahead do kisui adam be suffix without a bracha. So really, for instance, shech sadir, and there's a suffix in the shchita, so it's treif. However, it's still the mitzvah of kisui adam. Haga aval davar shemedina hu kosher. That I guess that would be with the shach says the Rama means you have to go ahead and you have to shach with the bracha. That anytime there's something which is just a chumra, so too. If there is a suffix, a chalada, all these things, a miyut basra, which is a chumrah, like Rashi, or any, if you go back, or you go back to any of the, any of the Ramah says, v'machar b'shita t'adding t'reif. However, if you go over there, now there's a nafkamina that you should know, go back now and go over all the, chav gimel, chav dalid, all the different possibilities of the shechita being kosher and when and whatever. So now you got to go back through, pass it through, and see what is the chumrah, because Ramah is a chumrah, and what's meikar adin. Because if it's just a chumrah, then you could be in your shechti nechaya, you'd be chayiv to go ahead and make a bracha on the kisui. So yeah, there are nafkaminas that a person has to check. Someone who doesn't have any offer ready to do kisui should not shecht haga. Then you should wait until he gets offer. If he's in the midbar, you cannot do kisui adam with sand of the desert or the beach. We'll see. Obesvina, you're on a boat. Habeged sheyisuf leefer azav sheyisuf. We're going to see in a minute the din by kisui can be chasef anything which comes from the ground. It can be or as a shame offer. So you can go ahead and you can burn a beged or sand is not has to be rory. We'll see in a second. It has to be rory for tzmicha. It has to be rory. Things grow out of it. Right, we're going to get there. We're getting there. Sneak peek over here. So the achopanim, you have a fancy beggar, you have zav, you can grind up zav, and you can use zav also, you can use gold. So you're not going to grind up your you know, your wife's golden ring and jewelry to do that for a chicken. So therefore, what do you do? Takinu le rabbanon. It's from the Gemara. Lishchait ulumitza hadam bebeged or besandal. You go ahead and you have a towel or a beged and you absorb the dam. Mavarech. Because shigia lamachom afar yichabes a beged or sandal shiyatza hadam mechseyo velo bracha. You, well, don't put it in the washing machine, but I guess moisten it and squeeze it out and into the afar, and then do kisui beda v'hachi nog. And that's the minig. So to anywhere where you can't get offer or anything like that. So therefore, that's the takana. You can go ahead and you can absorb it into something, and then squeeze that out with a little bit of water. Like I said, it doesn't mean put it in the washing machine, because then it's going to be bottled. And what's interesting, the reason why we don't say, okay, listen, you got a mitzvah over here, you got to go ahead and you have to, what do you mean? So what, you know, a mitzvah, you have to grind up your wife's jewelry, is the Gemara says is about tashkis. Even though you're going to mess up a beged, you're not chayv because of hesed, but are you going to mess up a beged? So I heard it's bal tashkis. I said, no, okay, bal tashkis doesn't apply here, because it's like by a tree, by a fruit tree, you're allowed to cut it down if you need the wood, then you need the wood for something, you know, big tzarech, then you are allowed to cut down a fruit tree. You have to get to those dinim, but it's not bal tashkis if you need something for. If there's a takana or something like that, zodim bal tashkis. Chav beis hashoyche chayev ha'oif liyotzev hem dam mutarim. If we shechted a chayev and no dam came out, let's say someone suggested it. Let's say you're in the frozen wastelands of Lithuania or whatever of Lita, and you're shechting an animal, and it could be that the dam, the animal itself, is half frozen, so the dam's not going to come out. So therefore, it's okay, you don't have to do kisui and their mutter. Chav gimel, kol advarim shehazroim hanizroim mehem, any material where you can plant something in, matzmichim, and they're going to grow, heim bechlal offer. That's called offer, mechasim behem, and you can do kisui adam with it. But if they're not going to go ahead and grow, a nikru offer, they have a shame offer, mechasim behem. Fichach mechasim bezevel, you can use zevel manure, ubechol hadach ma'od, or sand, which finely ground sand. Ad she'ena hayitze tarach l'kotcho klal, you don't have to go ahead and break it up. Ubesid, you can use lime. Ubecharsis, you ground up cheris, because that was made from the ground, luvena, or end up ground up bricks, or ground up cement, because they use dirt and cement and concrete. Umagufa shel cheris, shakachan, or something of cheris that you ground up, earthenware, right? Umagufa is a lid or whatever. Umashchita shchita savani, ground up rocks. Shchitzas charasim, any other ground up cheres. Menuur shel pishtan, you can use daka. You can even use ground up flax. I was wondering at home. Could be used cotton, because all the kids, in nursery or whatever, the kids come home. Kids come home from school with growing beans in cotton. I think it's a general minig. I don't know. Minig preschool, whatever. So you could even use that. And the service hacharashim, or ground up beams.
So sawdust,
right. So in the shlachtos, they use sawdust. There's no, because you can't use, what are you going to do? You're going to put dirt there, so they get muddy, whatever, full of dump, and muddy and gross. So they use sawdust in the shlachtos, much cleaner. In the shlachtos, of oichlim, of agadim, srufim, ashadasu afar, or oichlim, that you can go ahead and burn until it's afar, of a shichor, in dye, over kol, which is we don't know, half kol, not Taman, I think half kol. It's a blue like dye, whatever. Vinakrus,
it's possible that it's
No, it's not. It's actually blue. It's something which is blue. They use it as eye medicine. And,
yeah,
it's not. Whatever. I saw the sefer about what's his name. Yaakov Sapir went to Tamar. He said they had the blue stuff that they used to put on their eyes, which he said, yeah, I identified as kol. Menachos of Psilim, or in the, you have the, what is this again? That type of thing. Nachos of Psilim. Ein mechasim bezevel gas. You don't mechasim with zevel gas. Or b'chol shehayotzer tzarech lekotsho. You can't use a big piece of zevel or any sand that you have to break up or dirt you have to break up. Velo b'kemach, can't use kemach. V'subin or bran or mursan. Velo b'shchitas mateches, these things don't grow anything. Velo b'shchitas mateches, you can't grind up. You can't grind up mateches. Im einam srufin, unless they're burnt and melted. Chutz mi bezav. Shachok shenikra ofer dechziva afrois zav lo. Zav is called offer, so you can use. They sell in the stores for baking. They sell gold flakes. You can use edible gold flakes. So you could mash that up, and you can use that. Siv lachul latame va'efer nikra offer. Siv lachul latame me'offer sefer sachatas. It's called offer. Let's just finish this. Ein lichof dalet ein mechasim ba'offer a midbar. Cannot use the offer of the midbar, even if. Even if it's not just sand dunes, but any offer the midbar mishihi eretz melecha einam atzmeches, it's full of salt and hot and whatever, and things don't grow unless it works. You work very hard and whatever. Hagav v'chein ein mechasim ba'offer lecha. In mind, you don't use mud. He going batunta. You can't use mud because it's not considered offer. Ein lachasus b'sheleg. There is one shita holds you can use sheleg. It's a Mordechai b'shem Agon. We paskin that you can't use sheleg. You have to because it's like water. It's not considered earth, and therefore it is possible. Ad kan hilchos shkita. Okay. So then.